Okay, let's do it. Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider a couple action items. This morning, let's just start with one in order. Consider resolution designating surplus property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction of CCSO office equipment. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is more radios that are obsolete and of no value, and they can't be updated with programming or anything, so they can't be given to another agency just because they won't work on the system anymore.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
I always like to put on the record, we have a great state-of-the-art emergency operations and the function that Canyon County Sheriff's Office, who has charge for all 604 miles in Canyon County, works cooperatively with all of our policing partners within the county. And so to have them on the same, is it the megahertz, whatever it is? That
700 megahertz.
Thank you. That keeps, when there's an emergency call that goes in, it keeps everybody and that dispatch on time and at the location that it needs to be. So thank you for cycling through these. There's a lot of inventory that you're responsible for taking care of in addition to the other duties that you do. So I appreciate, I'm in favor of signing this. And this is, again, we're not giving it to anyone. We're just going to get rid of it.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of it because it doesn't have any, first, it doesn't have any monetary value, but even if we did give it to someone else, they wouldn't be able to use it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah. So.
And that's just because of technology advancements.
Time rushes on.
Adopt the lessons.
Yes.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners designating surplus personal property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction of the Canyon County Sheriff's Office equipment, which is highlighted. There's a list of what that looks like with the serial numbers on it. So,
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Second action item is consider Canyon County's agreement with Wright Systems, Inc. All right. So you were so honoring and not dealing with this last couple days, and you waited till I was here. Gee, thanks.
Not at their request, Mr. Chairman. I can assure you that.
Well, I'm just trying to spin it a certain way, right? Oh, well. Well, I tried. Didn't work. Okay. Where are we at?
So, Aaron, do you want to take it over? We got signatures 15 minutes ago.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, hot off the press. Huh?
What did you want to start with, Aaron?
Let's start with the $8,000 short one. Go ahead and just explain what it is.
So, Wright Systems, we have an agreement with them. Increasing storage, and what this is it's a service agreement to just upgrade the Pure NVM part of the Evergreen agreement, and it actually came in under budget this year, which is always a surprise.
Yeah.
So we'll be this will help adding the additional storage needed as we continue building new servers and new systems, and we're at that point. We need to get going on this, and we need this extra storage. And so as soon as we can get this executed, we can get them in here and start the it's a scope of work. So it's what's laid out there.
The labor portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And we continue to add chairman services, and as the county grows, the need for space is everywhere. It's not my world. I don't really understand it. We hire people that do. Thank you for bringing this to the board, and I appreciate legal's help in getting signatures on the contract. That just ensures we've looked at these and negotiated them every year. Katie Pendell's actively involved with that process too. So, and welcome to our new assistant director, Scott Phillips.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. So,
I'm in favor of this contract, and I move that the board approves the RSI services agreement contract for $8,000 as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. We can get to storage then. All right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't, there's a, another renewal attached to our calendar. Does somebody?
There's a, there's a notice that we have for the Parma Fire District's impact fee hearings. We didn't have it in time for to get it on the agenda in 48 hours, but it needs to go out, so it will hit the newspaper on time for the meeting, which is March 25th. It's my opinion that really it doesn't need to be an agenda item. It's more of a county practice to have it on the agenda. I think it would fit under your administratively noticed section that runs from 8 to 5, ministerial, administrative, or other matters. But in the interest of keeping with our standard practice, I ask that the board make a motion to amend the agenda to add this legal notice to today's meeting at 9 and then issue it.
All right, Mr. Chairman, don't go anywhere yet. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend the agenda with the legal notice that legal has just put on the record.
I will second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about. There's another, I don't know, draft invoice or something. If you could just say something about that on the record for us.
This one is this is just a product renewal support also with Wright Systems. So obviously with adding storage, there's configuration and there's what it's just a subscription-based renewal. And so this is more of just a warning that it'll be coming through. It's for, it'll be renewing, let's see, got, yeah, you can see it on there, 13, 13, and 12. So it's $56,225.57 is the renewal on this subscription base for Wright Systems.
Okay.
We continue the support from them.
Chairman Holden, Commissioner Burke, you know, there's one main contract, and then there's two kind of renewal processes after that contract. We review both. The signatures were on both as Exhibit A's and as renewals. These are, Rice Systems Inc. has provided service to us before for the last couple of years on things. So that's why you kind of have this one big contract with the signature page and then the second renewal with the signature page. But both have been reviewed by legal, vetted with Mr. Webb and IT, and signed by Rice Systems ahead of this.
Okay.
I'm in favor of this as well. And you talked about the NVMe. Am I saying that right? So that's included within this one that we're looking at now because we took the first 8,000 up. But all those travel costs and everything else, I had yet to identify your bigger cost of 56,000. But I have been assured this has been reviewed by legal. So I'm, again, in favor of renewing this as presented.
So to give a better understanding, the NVMe drives are actually the drives that go into the Pure Evergreen storage units. So the Pure Evergreen storage units are actually the countywide storage, and they're also our backup data. So if our main system here goes down for any reason when we go into our disaster recovery mode, this is also the system that pulls all of those pertinent consoles up to make sure that business still goes on as normal.
Now I understand. So the disaster recovery, that part was put into place. That was a kind of a staged multi-year effort to get that in place. Really appreciate that. I think it's critical that we have that for the county.
And that's, so this is the storage that hosts.
Okay. So I'll double down on my approval.
Mr. Chairman, was this second one, is the one that we're discussing right now, approved with the prior motion?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't approved. It's
because we don't have
that. But it's a part of it. So you don't have the huge 10-page contract associated with it. So
it's just part and parcel, but it'd be easier to make a separate motion for this to just to acknowledge it. Because you have the umbrella contract, and then this is a right along.
So this would be for the statement of work and the project objectives that we... So, Chairman, I move that the board signs and approves, or we've already signed, but approves the renewal of the Wright System Statement of Work, Project, Objective, and Approach, and Scope, as presented for NVMe.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zach, do you think that we need to, we probably should just go ahead and make a motion to approve the notice, the combined public hearings notice, since we amended the agenda to do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'd make a motion that we approve the notice of combined public hearings for City of Notice. Or excuse me, it's for Parma Rural Fire Protection District, please.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there any other business that we need to conduct on the public record? I know I have at least one item for legal counsel to confer with.
I have one for personnel, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. You need one for personnel, and I just need one for pending and likely litigation. So.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B for personnel, D for records exempt, and F to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Van Beek, what say you?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
And Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned into executive session. Thank you.